Always fun to have on the program Greg Gian-Grande, the career advice columnist for the New York Post. He's an expert in human resources, otherwise known as the morgue, because that's where you go when they're going to knife you.
Well, that's send you out of the office. Great introduction. Well, that's welcoming intro.
Yeah, I have to give you credit for very creative ways for conveying the HR profession each week, Michael. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Greg. Hey, Greg, so here's something I noticed. I'm kind of serious about this. And frankly, I was a little offended. You know, you got to take these video compliance training things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they go on and on, and everybody takes the sound off and, you know, does other stuff. Well, it's
no, I actually pay attention. I pay attention.
I do too. I think that's just you.
Well, let me tell you, Greg, how close I'm paying attention to this stuff. So here's what I noticed. Every bad person in these little scenarios with these actors, the person who's the sexual harasser, who's the stalker, who's the racist, it's always a white guy. The white guy is always the bad guy in these things. Now, as a middle-aged white guy, should I take some offense at that? Why are they painting the middle-aged white guy as the bad guy in all of these scenarios that they play out?
Well, I think statistically speaking, it might be pretty accurate, but I do take your point that most of these do depict the stereotypical views of relationships, you know, men committing egregious acts against women. I don't know that it's always white men, but I do think that is the traditional view. And many of these videos, frankly, are off the shelf, and they were created 10, 20, 30 years ago. Now, a lot of them aren't very modern. But,
hey, Greg, I used to call it dumb white guy syndrome, and I referred to commercials over the years, and still to a certain extent, but they always had the dumb, you know, they didn't want to have a dumb black guy or a dumb woman, so it was always the dumb guy in a commercial turned out to be the white guy.
It is. You guys are giving me very easy ones to handle this morning. So here's the thing. Over the course of corporate sort of, you know, life, it has been mostly white men who have been in positions of power. And so there aren't a lot of companies that want to depict minorities or women who have been historically, have had fewer opportunities to be in power. They don't see the value in depicting those people in positions of power committing acts against other people. So I think that's why you see that. As a white male, have I experienced some stereotypical views that certainly aren't aligned with my values? Absolutely. But I think it's a lot safer and a lot easier for companies to depict people who have been traditionally in power in those views than those who have been historically on the other end of it.
Greg, is it possible that I could get out of doing this stuff if I go to human resources and say I find this emotionally disturbing that they're painting the white guy as the bad guy?
Yeah,
a trigger warning for me.
You can make that claim. It's not going to work, though, Michael.
Okay. Hey, shot that one down.
By the way, your column this week, Go to Greg in the New York Post. Your first question, was this sent in by Michael Riedel? It says, how do I get my coworker to stop talking about politics? I think that came from Riedel.
Well, in your line of business, that is a job requirement. So it's not offensive because you're supposed to be talking about topical views and politics. But in most other businesses that aren't related to what the two of you do, it's not part of the business. And over 40% of employees in surveys have said that they have been uncomfortable by discussions of politics in the workplace, which is a reminder for everyone who misses being with their colleagues that we're never going to go back to full time in the office, because as much as we miss our colleagues, once we're back with people every single day, 8 hours a day, we are reminded of just how annoying people can be and some of their habits are. So I think part time is as best as we're going to get for most companies.
Mm. Hey, Greg, I mean, it's such a minefield. You don't want to talk about politics. You might say something that might offend somebody. Do you think in the workplace now it's best just to discuss business only and just have no real personal or sort of more friendly interactions with people? Just make it all about business. Here's the agenda. This is what we're sticking to. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Go back to your cubicle. Do your work. Don't interact with anybody else.
I don't. I think that would be awful. It's part of the human experience to develop relationships. It's where people develop friendships and where you might find, you know, a significant other. And part of the enjoyment is engaging. You just need to set boundaries. You know, politics, when there are opposing political points of view, often start out very heated. So I don't think that's a safe space, unless you're with a close circle of friends at work who happen to share similar political views, but it's not the place to get into political arguments. So I think with normal boundaries that most reasonable, sensible people understand, we shouldn't just keep it to business because that would be really boring.
Right. Well, Len and I, do we have any boundaries on this show, Len? I don't think so.
Well, but it is really boring, so I don't know.
Well, there have been some boundaries that have been crossed. I've listened. I've heard.
Well, that's on a daily basis.
Greg, the next time you come on, give us the checklist of the boundaries we've crossed. Yeah. We'd love to know. And then you can fire us, and that'll make your day.
Sure. Well, how about HR being depicted as a morgue where you get knifed? I think that's one boundary.
No, I thought that was fair.
That's a good point. All right, Greg Giangrande, career advice columnist for the New York Post. Have a good weekend, Greg. Take care. Hey, coming up next. Now, do you know that being a cheap date, Len, is suddenly a plus? I have been really ahead of the curve on this one. Absolutely. Plus, we're going to have our morning show recap when we get back.